Yay. All right. It's our first party, especially in Life on Purpose. It's our first call that's like an actual party where we're doing an activity together. So this is really exciting. I hope this is the first of many. Thank you, Tara, for suggesting that by way of seeing Ashley's sticky notes on her wall last week or the week before. Good catch. And I love that here we are doing this. Because it is the first like live activity party call that I've hosted, it's going to be, it's probably going to be fine, but I'm just curious to see how it's going to go and like how the interaction's going to roll. But I have a couple of ideas. So who has mind mapped before or done like a flow chart or a mind map of any kind? Eliana has, Tara has, kind of, okay, cool. And Amy's like, what is this weirdness? What's with all the stickies? Awesome. Okay, cool. So I'm just going to highlight a couple of things that I think might be helpful and useful. I've been mind mapping for a really long time. In fact, my co-founders and friends used to tease me a lot when I had a pretty bustling social life and when I was working on a lot of business-related projects, because I would have, without exaggeration, several whiteboards and poster boards all over my apartment and like sticky notes everywhere and sticky notes on the windows and sticky notes on all kinds of things. And I would be essentially just like getting my ideas out and I can think cognitively pretty well, I think. But then getting it out of my head and out into like this tactile medium, into this visual medium where I could like rearrange things and kind of organize stuff was really helpful for me. So I would do that like all the time. I was trying to find some photos earlier today. I was like, oh, I have to dig up these photos of like my old apartments because I know there's photos of my like madness sprawled across the wall. At any rate, so mind maps can be really helpful in getting out of our heads or at least like utilizing our creativity and our hands and our like more creative side in conjunction with our thinking, which I really like because it can get kind of messy up here in our heads when we're trying to figure things out. It can feel sometimes, at least for me, it can feel like a big hairball of like, I have no idea what's going on up here. So unpacking it by way of mind maps can be really fun and really helpful. And they're also really versatile. So traditionally, whiteboards or sticky notes are kind of the way that they were done until recent years, where all this cool technology is coming out, and now there's like an app for everything. So there's this mind mapping apps out there. There was one that I had suggested to the group that is really cool, and I'll try to find it to reference again for you guys. But yeah, so tonight we're going to do some like hands-on mind mapping. And it's really simple. It doesn't have to be like crazy complex or anything. The idea is that you start with one idea or one question that you have, but usually like an idea that you're wanting to get some clarity about or elaborate on and come up with some new ideas or have a bigger or better understanding of where to take that idea or what it can turn into. So, it's basically just like the way that we think naturally, and we're turning it into like a graphic or visual medium. So, for some of you that, and I'll check in just a second, we'll do like a round robin and I'll see where everyone's at with this. But for some of you, it might be your business idea at present. So, if you are clear on your business idea, it might be like life coaching or, event rentals or what have you. And you might put that in the middle if that's something that you're like kind of wanting to build out in terms of like what your business is, or it could be around like who are your clientele or where to find your clientele or all kinds of things. Or if you're not clear on like what's going on business-wise, or if you're just here to kind of have fun and like connect some ideas and see what happens, that's totally cool too. You could start with something as like general as fun ideas for business and kind of put that at the center, and then put, you'll start like branching off with different ideas that might be fun business ideas, or aligned business ideas or whatever. So it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. the name of the game is to keep it simple, actually, I think. So without editing ourselves, without like, oh, that's a stupid idea, or like, that doesn't make sense, or that's not connected. Like, we're just going to dismiss all that like critical perfectionism and let it go dance outside for a while we have some fun and kind of get into play mode again, kid mode again, and just see what comes out of us. And yeah, start connecting some stuff. So insofar as us doing this as a group, I'm excited to kind of open it up in a feedback forum kind of format where we'll go around the circle, we'll kind of touch in with each other around where we're at and what we're going to be starting with tonight with our like kind of central theme, each of us. And then if we have like a question of, I'm really having a hard time coming up with ideas of like where to find my network, we can offer that up to the group, and maybe we can go like, as everybody's doing their mind maps, we can just like popcorn style questions or ask for feedback, or you know, just kind of do it that way as though we're all hanging out in the same room together, in, you know, hanging out in the living room or something. So yay. Awesome. All right. One thing I'll add to this too is that mind maps are kind of like flowcharts, and I'm also very obsessed with flowcharts. So I'm going to try to log into Concept Board, which is the digital software I use to create some crazy madness in the way of flowcharts and mind maps. So I want to kind of just model that for you guys or demonstrate that for you guys. The flowchart is essentially where like one idea or theme flows into another idea or theme, which flows into another thing. You can kind of see how things are starting to connect and like converge and things like that. So it's kind of like a mind map, but there's more of like a motion to it. So I'll show you guys some of that in a little bit if you're interested. Cool. All right. Any questions? Okay, cool. Also, as we go around the circle, catch us up on like where you're at and where you're going to start tonight with your mind map. And then also if you've done this before and you have any suggestions or tips or things that have worked really well for you, we'd love to hear them. So feel free to offer that up too. Yay. All right. Well, since Ashley was kind of a one that had the sticky notes on the wall that inspired this, I'll start with you, Ash. What are you starting with tonight, and kind of where are you at, and what are you wanting to brainstorm or explore tonight?
So I only started, that's the start of the first part one from the Will It Fly. So that's all I've really done. And it was around coaching and getting started in that. And it was kind of just whatever came up for that, like, I don't know, 10 minutes, I think that Will in the Will It Fly, they book they a lot for that. So I think I want to, one, finish it, and then maybe explore and add to some of it to get a little bit more clear on my niche in coaching and how I can incorporate my own kind of uniqueness or perspective or experience into my coaching. So that is where I'm at and what I hope to do this evening. Oh, you're on mute.
Thank you. Sorry. So I just want to make sure I'm understanding. It sounds like you're like the central sticky note, if it were, will be like niche ideas or.
Yeah. I think like just getting a little clearer on, cause I started it and it's everything from I could do an ebook on my experience to like, I want to target this specific market. And so it's really broad right now. And I guess I sometimes struggle with what specifically I'm going to go after. Like, is it specifically a life and career coach, or is it also purpose, or is it, you know, whatever? So maybe just exploring that a little bit more. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Awesome. All right. This might sound like a ridiculous question considering what you just shared, but do you have any clarity or ideas around your like the pain points or the people that you want to serve or what they might be struggling with?
Because I keep saying it's like me 6 months, a year ago, it's more around being burnt out, exhausted, unfulfilled in their career, but not really sure what to do next. Don't even know that you can do anything you really freaking want to do. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right, cool. Thanks for sharing. Do you have any tips for us from the process that you've done so far?
I really liked the setting a timer, like just being like, here's 10 minutes and just go everything you can free flow out of you and just no judgment, just let it and put it up on the board. So yeah.
Cool. All right. Is that something that you'd like to do again? Maybe like our first round, we'll do 10 minutes and then we'll check in with each other.
Yeah. Cool. Sure.
Okay. How does that sound to everybody else? Okay, cool. So we'll do the round here and then we'll do 10 minute sprints and see where we're at. Fun. All right. Let's see here. Amy, where are you at?
Hi. I am at no clarity still. So my middle question is probably going to be similar to what you said. So fun, creative ideas for a business. That's where I'm going to start with and then just kind of go from there. It's funny. So I don't think I told you yet, Fawn, but do you remember on our first call, that little boutique like shed I was talking about? Well, since then it has gone up for rent and it's already been rented, right? So that's what we had thought. So I just got an email 2 nights ago that the counselor that bought it or rented it for, if they're only 1 year leases, it's only a 1 year lease. So a counselor had rented it. And supposedly the counselor had a problem with yellow jackets. So the owner like took care of the nest and got rid of the nest. And supposedly the counselor then had another like session with someone and there were still bees flying around. So I guess that really annoyed the shit out of her. So she is now completely out of the lease. And the lady emailed me and was like, so if you're interested, it'll probably be available come spring. So I'm like,
this boutique spot is just not leaving you alone.
I know. So there's that.
Wow.
I know.
Interesting. Okay. No. So I might encourage you to, whether it's here on this call or soon, to do a mind map of the boutique space. Like, just let yourself play with it, have fun with it. Like, my spectacular boutique or whatever, and like how that can be spectacular and a viable business, and like right. Start playing with some ideas around that. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I'm like, oh.
Well, it's funny because I keep going back and forth now. Like, you know, I'm just second guessing myself whether I really want to do a boutique, or I'm trying to think of maybe some kind of service, because I just feel like starting a business as a service is just, not that it's easier, but it's obviously less overhead.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm kind of leaning towards. Mm-hmm. Either like a boutique, but keep it thrift and not really do anything new at the moment. Mm-hmm. Or else kind of step away completely from the whole fashion clothing idea and just go in a completely different direction. So I was thinking like, you know, I think I had talked to Ashley about this, like a mindfulness center. I was talking to her about, I know they're popular in LA, but they're completely not popular. You know, there's, I don't think there's any around here. So yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, I'm all over the place again.
Okay. Cool. All over the
place, but like three or four different, completely different ideas. So.
Okay, cool. Well, let's see what tonight can bring of that. And again, I just want to reiterate, like letting off the pressure of this mind mapping activity, having any results or like having any output, like there's no point to it really. It's more of like, let's just see. See what ideas come out of my head when I'm not like stressing out about it.
Cool. Perfect.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that though. That is an interesting update. I really uh-huh. Awesome. All right. Tara, how are you doing? Where are you at?
I'm really tired right now. My son woke up at 10 last night, and so I'm like very sleep deprived, but I'm good things are happening. I'm making progress. I found a local mentor in town who's like been helping me more with like branding stuff. And I don't know. So that's been helpful. And we're thinking about, I'm thinking about a new business name now, because I've been thinking like, it just isn't really resonating with what I do. And it's so funny. Like, I came to that conclusion today. I was like, the tidy home, I sound like a cleaning service. And then like, I'm not even kidding, I checked my voicemails and someone from homeaway.com was like, hello, the tidy home, I wanted to see if you'd be available for cleaning services. I was like, okay.
There's that.
You. Yeah. And I'm about to, okay, so I'm kind of like at this marketing crux right now. I'm trying to figure out how, and I think I've talked to you this before, like, how do I link, because I really want to go with MailChimp, and I really want to do, like, I have a really great idea for, like, 10, like, no-brainer things you could do to, like, lift the energy in your home now using, like, the KonMari process, and so I have that, and then I also have this blog post I just finished writing that's, like, my, like, story, and I think it's such a good depiction of like where I was and like what I went through and who I became and what I want to offer to the world now. And I'm like, how do I like put it out there so that it like helps bring it back in too? And so, and freaking MailChimp, I just cannot figure that thing out. It's not like easily, I don't know. I need help. So that's where I am right now. Like, I really want to like, I'm starting to understand how like Facebook ads work, and I've been practicing different like audiences, and I've been really trying to like pinpoint who my audience is and like what they do and what they need. And so I kind of want to like experiment with a few different audiences, and cause I just like, and I'm having a lot of meaningful conversations with people. And so that's starting to get me some like recognition too, but right now I just want to like get my name out in front of people, or like at least what I do. So that's where I am right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for that update. And thanks for being with us after feeling super tired and not getting a lot of sleep.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So this is fine. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thanks for that update, and good job on getting like setting up your MailChimp and getting started with Facebook ads. And I'm so excited to read this blog post that you wrote. Sounds like it's kind of like a hero's journey bio narrative, yeah, which is so important for like business background, like the about me stuff. So cool.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. All right. Aliana, hi. Okay, where are you at this evening?
For an update, so today was technically my deadline for the business name. So last night I finally was like, okay, this is it. And then today was just like overshadowed by like negativity and just, you know. So I decided it's Mint Space. And but then I started doing research. And then I found this lady that she does like staging, and her business is called Minted Spaces. So I was like, oh, that's too similar. So
but where
like,
is she?
She's in Raleigh. So, and I'm moving back to Florida.
And you're moving to Florida. You're good. I'm serious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I was like, I just want everyone's like honest opinion. Like if you guys think it's too similar, or if I just should keep it moving and start working on another name. But yesterday it was so perfect. Like Mint Space Rentals, it's available as a Gmail. I filled out the form on Instagram because I found some person who's using Mint Space on Instagram, and they haven't been on since 2012. So you can actually fill out a form on Instagram and tell them, oh, you know, I'm trying to get this name, yada, yada. So we'll see. So you guys think it's fine? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Especially because you're a brick and mortar, at least for next year or so, like your brick and mortar in a specific geographic area that is nowhere near Raleigh. So, I mean,
exactly.
Globally, yes, but no, not in terms of like your area. So I think you're totally fine.
Okay, so I'm just in my head.
Well, I mean, it's a valid concern. Like if you were doing something online, right? And because there is enough overlap between party rentals and event staging, like there's like the businesses are kind of similar. Yeah. So if you were doing some kind of online thing, like you were doing like Butterfly children's books and somebody else was doing like Butterfly and Bee children books, and it was like websites, like that might be a little tricky. That might be something to
differentiate. Thank you. So now I just have more peace of mind. But yeah, so then I searched under the LLC because I definitely want to get that already in Florida, and no one has mint space. So I think I know this is the one because this is the one that I've been stuck on forever. I'm the type of person that I always want to find like the perfect thing. And I remember you guys telling me like it just grows on you. So that's what it is. It's really grown on me and I feel like it's it. So yeah.
Yay! Congratulations!
Thank you.
Woo-hoo! Thank you. That's huge. Oh my gosh. It's a big day.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm going to buy the domain this week. And but the original mintspace.com, it's up for $3,000, almost $4,000. I was like, what? So I think I'm just going to go with the domain mintspace rentals because that's available for like a dollar. So I'm like,
okay, great.
That's perfect. That's in my range.
Yeah, that's great. Good call. Awesome. Congratulations. That's really, really
exciting. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And personally, this is the one that I like the most out of all of the ones that you put on the table too. Like I really, really like this one.
Yeah. Cause I feel like I can do so much with it. Like it doesn't stick me in like a box, and that's what I was trying to avoid. So we'll see where I can, you know, flourish into and yeah.
Yes. Cool. So today for your mind map, what are you going to be exploring?
I don't know. My head is just everywhere. Like I just have all these ideas. So I think I'm just going to put it on paper and just start letting it like organically just come out of my head and just, you know, yeah.
Awesome. So we'll see. All right. Good stuff. And Jazz, how are you feeling about ideas these days?
Hey guys. I think I'm actually in the same spot as you, Eliana. I think I'm just like swimming in my head. So, I think I just want to get, well, I think my center sticky is going to be bring joy. And I just think I've been asking like the wrong question. I keep asking like, what's the next program I'm going to go back to school for? And if I can't find an answer to that, it just means I'm asking the wrong question. So I think I probably want to get like all of the fun stuff down, and then around like those fun ideas, there'll be like ways to make those things happen. And one of them will include a course of study if that is like something I really want to do towards it. Yeah, I just think I'm stuck on like, if I'm going to quit my job, I should like suck them out of as much education, free education as I possibly can. So that's probably why I've just been focusing on that. But that's like only right if it's right for me. So I'm going to try to feel that out tonight. But I have a lot of really fun ideas and who knows? Yeah.
Beautiful. Yay. Oh, that's great. I really like that you're being so flexible with yourself about like rules, like kind of catching these like, well, do I have to go back to school? Or if I do go back to school, does it have to be like this or that? Or could it be fun? Like, I love that you're kind of teasing things apart here and letting yourself explore and like not pigeonholing yourself into something just because like you think you should. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yay. Cool. All right. So everybody's got a focus and or at least something to play with. Does anyone have any questions before? We'll do a 10-minute mind mapping sprint. And how about this? How about if we do a 10-minute mind mapping sprint and then we'll all hit the timer and then we'll kind of take a pause and we'll, if anybody has like, hey guys, like I need some help or like help me build this part out or like, what are your thoughts about this? Then we can kind of do like a group brainstorm about it. Does that sound okay? That way we're staying interactive. Okay, cool. And if anybody has any questions, I'm just going to kind of be over here holding space and like checking the timer, keeping an eye on things. If anybody has any questions within this 10-minute time frame as you're doing this, go ahead and just like raise your hand and I'll give you some feedback. Silvio, do you want a mind map too? Come here, buddy. Oh, I'm gonna let him out real quick. All right, ladies. 6:30. So we'll do it's 6:31. So we'll go for 10 minutes until 6:41 and go ahead and get started. Hey, wow, good job. Yes. Cool. All right, I'm gonna do popcorn style. Actually, no, I'll go around robin again and ask y'all how it went. Or let me rephrase that. Let's just go in a circle of like, do you have any questions or like feedback or would you like ideas from the group? We'll do a circle of that and then we'll do like 5 more minutes of mind mapping and then we'll check back in again. Does that sound okay? Okay, cool. All right. Raise your hand if you would like some feedback or ideas from the group. Jasmine, go ahead.
Just because I think I'm going to leave soon and then I'll kind of just listen in as I drive because my drive will be like an hour. I think the one right now that I'm most excited about is I've got like volunteer here. So my green stickies are volunteer, coach, tutor, meetup and mastermind host, and clean and organize. So I think the one I'm probably most excited about, coaching is still scary for me. Tutoring, I just don't know. But volunteering, I got this email. I'm part of this like macaroni kid email. It's all the fun things you can do in Sussex County with families. And I never read it anymore. And I randomly opened it up this week for the first time in months. And one of the first articles was, how to donate and volunteer in Sussex County. And I was like, oh my gosh. And the list was comprehensive. And I read through every single one and I made a list of all the ones that like resonated with me that I like feel really good participating in. And that like just felt exciting because I can connect with people in my community, which is like a good thing for me professionally too, as like a teacher, but also like, I'll just feel really good. Three of them, one was Birth Haven for pregnant women and mothers with like newborn babies who are really struggling. Then there's Girls on the Run, which is like empowerment and like, yeah, self motivational like group for girls ages, whatever it is, I think 5 to 17. And I run and I love trail running and it's really cool. And then there's like Ginny's House, which is another like female advocacy group. So I think I'm gonna, my idea is there, just like connecting and then helping and serving. And you never know who you're gonna run into and who you're gonna meet. And I think what I thrive on is like everyone's got a story. And I either can like help and learn from that story or that story can also like become part of my story. And I think part of that will be like motivational and inspirational. And if it leads to coaching, like, you know, I'll have like experience too, I think, in like serving a population that will probably help with my like that sticky says, do I believe in myself? So like maybe that will help. So that's probably the one I think will bring the most joy right now. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Anything we can do to help you nurture your ideas for this next 5-minute sprint before you head to soccer?
Well, I guess my clean and organized one isn't, I like don't have it anything around it because I just, so Tara, I was thinking about you. I just literally love to clean and organize. Like I'm in my closet right now and like everything is sorted by like work versus personal, short sleeve versus long sleeve, and then color coded individually within that. And then like dresses are separate, same thing. All my drawers are sorted. Like my underwear is freaking rolled. Like I just love that. But I guess like you're doing it, Tara. Like, I don't know how. I also wouldn't, I put clean and organized because I don't like necessarily just want to organize. Like I don't mind if I'm like working in a space to like get in all the crevices too and like clean. So I don't know, maybe help with what that looks like, Tara, maybe especially, and then anyone else who, I don't know. I did have like the certification. I'm reading the Marie Kondo book. And then I know you took the course, Tara. I don't know. Maybe you can speak to that course and.
Yeah. I will say with the cleaning and organizing, I think that like this method of organizing, it takes so much like emotional brain power to like be there with someone for so many hours that like the last thing I want to do is like clean stuff that they just need to hire cleaner for, because I feel like this is like the KonMari method is such an opportunity to check in with self. Feelings. And it almost feels like a completely different realm than like cleaning, you know. But I do know that like one of my favorite organizers ever, she's just like a regular professional organizer, and she like and I do a little bit too, but she'll bring like cleaning supplies with her too. But I just think that like there's just so much mental exhaustion that happens that it's hard to like also be there as like the cleaning person for them as well, unless it's like, I don't know, I guess it's dependent on the situation. And then if you're, so the KonMari course is kind of an investment, but if you're like interested in doing it, it's like so inspirational and motivational. And you can actually make a very good living off of doing it. Like consultants in New York charge $175 an hour or like $1,000 for a 5-hour session. And so there's money there if you like it.
How did you find it? How you there? Because I looked it up online, but basically there's like representatives in each geographic region and they'll host courses.
It's only the actual KonMari team. Oh. That hosts the actual certification.
Would you be, sorry to interrupt, just for the sake of time, would you be willing to send Jasmine or post in the Facebook group the course info? That would be awesome. Cool.
That sounds good. Yeah, and I'll go from there.
Okay.
Maybe, Jazz, for your sticky note, maybe you could think like ways to volunteer via organizing or cleaning. Like how might you help out other people with those skills?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to move on to Ashley, just for the sake of time.
Fine. I'm going to switch to my phone, so I'll see you guys in a minute.
Okay, cool. And actually, Amy, you have to hop off at 8 too, so I'll go to Amy next. How'd your mind map brainstorm go?
It went well. I feel like my brain went a little blank for a little bit there, but I got some things going. So all I did was, in the center is just the fun, creative ideas for a business. And then kind of all around that, I just kind of stuck whatever I could think of. They're not really organized in any way, shape or form. So there's coaching up there, a blog on fitness, fashion and family. I have the mindfulness and meditation studio with like weekly activities. And then I have a boutique with refinished furniture. And then I have another one that just says boutique with local pop-ups to kind of incorporate the community. I also have just a vintage thrift store. And then I just have the refinished and redesigned furniture. I also have dog and pet service. I don't know where that came out of, but it just, I love animals, so I added that.
meditation and massage studio, meditation, or actually have, it says mind and body studio. So I kind of incorporated like meditation and then for body. So this little boutique, this little like shed is what they call it, is right across the street from a park. So I thought I could do like mind and body, meaning like meditation, and then do, you know, seasonally like outdoor activities, as, you know, as far as like fitness or running or whatever. Because it's definitely not big enough to do any kind of like yoga. Like I think unless you do like private sessions, but that's a whole nother thing, yoga. And then I have down here coaching for single adults, just to kind of narrow it down to who I would be interested in coaching. And then I also have smoothie shop because I think I make some killer smoothies. So there you go. I think that's it. That's all I came up with this round. So
that's all you came up with.
That's only, all I came up with.
Only all of those 25 ideas. Great job, Aim.
Wow. Yeah. Some of them are kind of random, but most that's of them the kind of. Mm-hmm.
That's the point. That's awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah,
yay.
So that was fun.
Cool. So I have an idea for you before I put it on the table. Do you have any like brainstorm questions for the group or like any way that we can help you for the next 5 minute sprint?
I guess I just, you know, I keep thinking of this whole like mindfulness meditation studio, but I really don't know much about it. So I didn't know, do you need a certification in meditation? Like I know you do for yoga, you need like 200 hours or whatever the amount of hours is, but for meditation, do you need some kind of license or a certificate or something, or not really?
I don't think so. Ashley just raised her hand.
Because I've started recently going to group meditation. So I was like, do that, do it in your market. You should totally, cause I love it. But, so my friend who she also started to, go to it, and she was looking into that too, cause she wants to maybe open up her own meditation here in LA. And she went to one place, and while they offer a meditation center or a training, I mean, nobody there that is a teacher is certified in it. So no, okay. I don't think you do. And I think the other woman who we've talked to, who does the one that we've done, that we go to regularly now, she was just in the corporate world and decided to up and quit that and opened up, two meditation, centers or
right,
whatever you want to call them here in LA. And so she has a successful business doing that, and she just came from the corporate world, and
that's awesome.
She's not doing that anymore. So
yeah, because I was just wondering, because you know, on Facebook, I guess because of certain things that I open, I get so many Facebook ads. I'm like, here's mindfulness meditation certification, here's, you know, and it's like not cheap, and I'm like, do I really need that? They're just, you know, sucking me into whatever. So good to know. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, I don't think you do, at least not to the ones that I'm going to. Nobody is certified.
Okay.
Even though they offer a training, it's
awesome. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of trainings out there. This is a good question, Amy. Lots of trainings out there, but you don't need one legally. Like you don't need to have one to say that you're a mindfulness teacher. And I can point you in some directions to, like, if you want to start learning for your own sake or for professional reasons, like on a budget, I can point you towards some cool stuff there. So
that would be awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Because I'm still really working on my 20 minutes a day, like. To teach it, I think I should be able to do a little bit longer than that. So,
well, you're doing it though. Like you're laying the foundation, and that's what's up. That's what's
important.
I also recommend that you talk to, if you haven't already, talk to Herky about her experience going to her local meditation centers.
No.
Oh, she's had some. She has some fun stories. Okay. Anyhow.
Good to know.
What was I going to say? Oh, so I was just going to throw on the table for you, Amy, if you have time to continue building this out, is to kind of look at everything you have right there, and like with the question of which of these can I produce the most extreme value with.
Okay.
And that's a fun way to check in with, like, because if you're, for example, if your airplane or airport test is, I want to have, you know, be making whatever, $20,000 a month or whatever, and, you know, quit my job, stuff like that, hypothetically, then it's important to take that into consideration with these, like, kind of side hustle ideas and stuff. Not to say that they all couldn't eventually become that, but kind of just looking at it through the lens of what can I provide the most value for that then I can, you know, attract that revenue maybe more quickly or more reliably. And that might be something to.
Okay. Cool. Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Anyone else have any questions or shares? I know that Amy has to hop off at 8, so I want to do the next 5-minute sprint. Okay, cool. All right, let's do 5 more minutes, and then we'll check in at 8, and then I can hear more from Tara and Eliana, and I think that's Jazz on the phone. Cool, and Ashley. Cool, and then I'm going to show you ladies my insane workflow, my mind map on my software. Okay, let's do 5 more minutes. Everybody go ahead. Okay. And we're back. All right. Let's see. Does anybody in addition to Amy need to hop off right now? Okay. Amy, if you have a moment, if you'd like to share anything that just came up for you during that 5-minute little sprint, we are all ears. And then of course you're welcome to go pick up your data.
I know she just texted me and said, can you come at 10 after 8 instead of at 8? So
you're like, yes, I'm mind mapping right now.
Right. Can we make it 8:30? Okay. So I came up with, a thrift store with like seasonal prom and formal dresses, because my girls are constantly buying new dresses for these. I mean, I feel like high schools these days have like a dance every other month. So they're constantly buying new like formal or semi-formal or whatever dresses. So I thought that would be a good idea to do kind of like a consignment. And then there's, I have writing a book.
All right.
I have a boutique for men instead of for women. Make it more for men. Don't know really why I came up with that, but whatever. I have a photo studio. Not that I'm super great with a camera, but I do have a good camera. So, and it is actually a really good spot, really good lighting in this little place. I don't know. I obviously have this place in my head. So I keep coming up with places that with things that I could do there. I have a t-shirt and upcycled jeans business. And that's really all to add.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, photo studio. That's a cool one. Yeah, all of those actually. I like how you're branching off like boutique for men too, right? Like that's more niche than boutique for women, I think.
Right. There's a ton of boutiques for women. So yeah, we'll see.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Keep building it out. Random story. I met this guy on the boat from PV to Jalapa maybe a month ago. I forgot to tell you about this, Amy, and just started chatting with him. He's like in his late 40s with his son, and he's retired for like the last fit. He works because he likes it, but he's been retired for 15 years, and he trades rare denim. Like his business is sourcing and selling rare vintage denim. And he
really,
like, yeah, I'll send you his Instagram. It's fascinating, but he's like minted. I'm like, dude, all right.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah. So niche, right? Never know.
Yeah, exactly. He found it. So can we.
Exactly. Cool. Awesome. All right. Jasmine, I know you're driving
right
now.
Guys, bye.
Thanks, Amy. Jazz, I know you're driving right now, but have you had any ideas pop into your head? Because I know you have to hop off sooner than later, too.
No, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have summers off, and there are tons of volunteer opportunities across the world that I could totally do. Like, one of my like things that Joel brought out in me that I realized is so important to me is travel and how it just fulfills so many different things. And I don't have to go away for 6 months. I can go for 2 weeks and volunteer over the summers doing like a million things. I don't know what that looks like, but that would be awesome. And like, I don't have to go for a long time. It could only be 2 weeks. And some of them I might even be able to bring my kids. It's crazy. Or as they grow up, we can just be one of those families that's like, yeah, well, we're, you know, traveling to Jalapa, you know, this summer for 4 weeks because they just got hit by a crazy hurricane. And like, we're just going to build, you know, back up past the pond for a little bit.
Yeah, do that.
My kids to be. Yeah, that was exciting. I'm doing all the things I shouldn't be doing while driving with the light on and my book open, and I'm like writing, but I'm still looking at the road, so like my writing is all over the book, and it's like.
But just to be safe.
I am. I know.
That's brilliant. I love that. I love that you just had like that opportunity just came to you. Awesome. There are lots of volunteer programs for families to travel the world and like with kiddos to volunteer for things. Lisa Syrak in our Life on Purpose Sisterhood, a friend of hers does that. I don't know if she runs the program, but she does the program. And Lisa was mentioning that she's interested in doing that. And they go to like Mexico or Ecuador or wherever. So you might want to, just like message her and say, hey, Fawn mentioned like something volunteer, and she might be able to give you some info.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks.
Yeah, totally. Yay. That's exciting. Yes. Come to Jalapa, help us build. No, we're doing pretty good down here right now. Thank you. cool. All right, Ash, how's your mind mapping coming along?
It is coming along. So like I said, I had already done some around like different ideas and things that I could do in my coaching business a little bit. But I think the themes that I guess keep standing out for me are mindfulness for the busy professional, career and purpose, self-care, self-confidence, basically designing your life on your own terms. However, I don't feel like those are very niche. So that's where I keep getting stuck, because there's a lot of different things that I want to incorporate into my coaching, but I feel like it's not very niche. Or maybe it is and I'm thinking about it in a different way, but.
Awesome. Yeah, that's, it sounds like you're like homing in on the pain points that you really want to help people with.
Yeah.
That's really, really great. And when it comes to like the pain points, you can have many. I mean, I work with all of you on like, I don't know, hundreds probably of different like themes and pain points. Not that you need to do this, Ash, as a coach, but you can choose a psychographic or a demographic that then struggles with all of those things, or like,
okay,
right? Yeah. And we can riff more on this, but I just wanted to offer that up, that it doesn't have to be either or. In fact, these things can all, that's the fun thing, like you can create a system or a process or a package where like you're walking people through, your clients through that. So I mean, even if you just threw a dart at the wall and you said, okay, corporate women between the ages of 30 and 45 who are miserable right now, those are my ladies, I'm going for it.
Like, right. That's pretty much it.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get too like down rabbit hole with that. But I love that you're homing in on the pain points and like playing with that. That's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to do because I had started doing, you know, around different things like one-on-one coaching. I could do speaking engagements. I could do an ebook on my journey and all of that. And I've kind of gotten that, but yeah, I keep struggling with like the niche part and narrowing down like the different pain points or getting in my head on being like, is it too niche or is it not niche enough or too niche or whatever. So
yeah, totally. Yeah. Very, very normal that that's happening. And Let's have a call about that. I'm excited to rip with you. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Awesome. Let's see here. Aliana, how's your mind map going?
It's going. pretty much, I'm trying to figure out like my ideal client. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Fawn, I feel like you embody like, you know, you represent like what should be like your ideal client. Like you've taught us like, oh, you know, you should connect with them and like someone who's kind of like aligned with you. And like, I don't know, there's like a spark that happens like when we talk to you. So like, I would like that as well with my clients. So I guess it would be like people who admire like design and fresh spaces and people who just want to elevate their event, because I feel like there's so many like milestone moments, and within these events, like it brings out everything that like, I don't know, like whatever it is that that person's going through, like I feel like they can like through, I know it sounds stupid, but like, well, maybe not stupid, but like, you know, having like a certain couch, it represents who they are. Like, you know, like, for example, I remember you said you like costumes and all that stuff, and that's like your personality. So let's say if you had a certain type of event, I could help you and we could sit together and like design something. So I was just honing in on that. And then it led to me thinking, should I create like, well, I don't know how to create a software. So I would partner up with someone who would create a software on my website who would kind of like help me to eliminate, I don't know if that's a good idea, putting prices on your website, like on my website, because I feel like sometimes there's people who, you know, they want to go like $5 or, you know, something very cheap. And it's just like, no, if you want good quality things, you kind of have to spend a little bit more. And then it's also, we live in an era where there's Pinterest and a lot of people know how to do DIYs. So I kind of want the people who don't have time to do the DIYs and kind of, you know, just want to sit back and just let, you know, me like manifest their whole idea into fruition. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yes. Awesome. Girl, I'm flying you to Puerto Vallarta for one of my retreats. You can help me style it. Heck yeah. That's exciting. I love it. Yeah, you're thinking about ideal client. You want to have that connection. You want to be like relatable with them. You want them to feel like you get them and that you like understand. Totally. These are really, really important. And I would agree that like not putting your prices on your website for like for what you do and for what you're aiming for, because then you can have that initial conversation with them and like actually get a sense of what they want, and you can give them a quote, because what you're doing, there's not like an all size fits one or one size fits all you know, like package for that kind of thing. So I think you're on the right track thinking about that for sure. And then there are a lot of ways to like vet the kind of pre-screen the people who reach out to you to make sure that it's a good fit. So yeah, follow up with me if you have questions about that, and we can hop on a call or we can just go back and forth about it. But I love that you're wanting to stay boutique, like you're wanting to stay aligned with your brand of like high design and quality and value.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about quality. So I don't want to offer something that's like shitty. You know what I mean? Cause it's like, you got what you pay for. And I'm a firm believer in that. So, and it's just, I think it's a cool investment. So yeah, so we'll see what happens. And then I was reading online that it's like, it does like list, because a lot of these event places, they do not list their prices. But I feel like then that's when you're always on the phone or you're constantly receiving emails saying like, hey, how much do you rent this out for? Yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, I want people who are going to appreciate what's at their event. And that's going to be like, damn, like I have a bomb ass couch sitting here, or like some awesome chairs. And like, you know what I mean? So.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I do know what you mean. I'm very like, yeah. So yeah, there are some ideas we can brainstorm around that, but you're like definitely like thinking in a direction that's going to, I think, lead you to some answers and some clarity around that.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Mom.
And yeah, and something I want to mention to you ladies as well. There's this story, there's this narrative in society that it's really hard to be at the top. So whether the top is like the best quality or the highest paid or like the high ticket or the VIP of whatever, there's this misperception that it's really hard to get there. And it's like really slim pickings once you do get there. Like it's really hard to get clients because nobody pays for that stuff. And actually that's not true. It's the opposite, where it's the middle of the field, in most markets at least, the middle of the field that's saturated because people are trying to be economical. They're trying to like save money and budget and nickel and dime and all that stuff. But the people who can afford to invest in themselves or their event or their house cleaner or their coach or whatever, the ones that can afford to invest at that level, there are fewer of them, but there are also fewer people at the top offering those kinds of boutique VIP services. So I think that speaking to your situation, Aliana, I think that you're really positioning yourself in an awesome direction by saying like, I am not run of the mill. I am not your like warehouse of cheap rentals. I am boutique. I am like top of the line, and you are going to have far less hassle and haggle with your client, with people trying to like talk you down, ooh, price gouge you. And you'll get a lot less sticker shock where people like back out of contracts, and like people who know how to invest in themselves and spend money, invest in themselves and spend money. So I think you're like positioning yourself up there is a really cool idea for you as well. Sounds really aligned.
Okay. Thank you, Fawn.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see. And Tara, how's it going?
That was really insightful what you just said, like people that know how to invest in themselves and spend money. I think that those, like there's someone in town who's like, she caters to like luxury homes, and granted she's like just full organizer. She does Neat Method. I don't know if any of you have heard of that. But I'm like, okay, well she does luxury. Like, so I should aim for lower to like have that like field. But like, I just like, I like to invest in myself because I know it's a good investment, but I haven't come across other people that are like that yet. And so, I don't know. That was just a good insight.
Wait, Tara.
Yeah.
You probably have. You just haven't seen it in the light that you're in right now. Mm. And you're going to start recognizing the people that are like us that you are going to connect with, because you're going to bring them into your sphere. You're putting it out there.
Putting it out there.
It's going to happen.
Cool.
There's so many of us.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for getting my head straight there. That's all. I don't have anything else. I feel like right now I just have learning to do, like learning how to like do more of the things that I want to do, the marketing things, and keep having those meaningful conversations. And
awesome.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. That's great. With marketing, I would encourage you or nudge you based on the insight that you just had around like the client tiers, if you will. I would encourage you with your marketing. And I know this sounds creepy, but hey, ladies, this is the world we live in and we're business owners. So here's what's happening. You can actually like target that demographic in your, you know, vicinity, and whether, you know, like people or women with craftsman homes valued over 600,000 or whatever, you know, like you can get that specific and that like granular. And your offer and your brand is elegant, and so it's congruent with targeting that market. So okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's all kinds of oh my gosh, super creepy, but really like useful things you can do in Facebook ads and Google Analytics and stuff to like target your people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, you know, women that buy Fendi handbags or, you know, like luxury items or go on cruises, things like that. Like there might be some overlap there, but if you go that route. Awesome. All right. Let's do some, like, questions. Would anyone like some feedback or some ideas? And then I'll do a screen share with you ladies.
Cool. I have a quick question.
Cool.
So do mind maps transfer to vision boards? Like, is a vision board as taking a, like, if I want to take one part of my mind map and create a vision board on it, like, what's, I don't know. Sure. I haven't done either one, and I want to do both, and what's the, I guess, difference, or how do you integrate them, or I don't know, is what we just did also, like, could it be a vision board, and then you just add to it?
Good question. Yeah. So mind maps are for like brainstorming, idea generating, organizing thoughts, unpacking thoughts, like we just did. Vision board. And yeah, so yes, the answer is yes. You can do whatever you want, which is the fun thing. And vision boards are like visual representations of what you are wanting to create in your life, or like bring in your life, or some would say like attract or manifest in your life. So it's essentially a visual representation of an affirmation or of a goal that you have, or something that you're like, okay, this is in my future, and you're like bringing it in. And having a visual to accompany the thought helps the subconscious to solidify those neural networks and help to bring those kinds of things in. It's a very short story, but so you could do a mind map where you're like, okay, like volunteering, for example, maybe volunteering's at the center, and you find an image that's like represents that. And then you're like volunteering in Spain, volunteering in Africa, volunteering in Antarctica, or not that there, who knows, but basically like unpacking it that way. But you could do it
through, yeah. Yeah. No, I like that.
Cool. Does that, I mean, and I'm just throwing that out there, I haven't thought about this question before, but is that what you were kind of wondering?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm envisioning. Like, the mind map is like a version of a vision board, because some of the things on it are like visuals but words of like a goal, or like part of an affirmation that I, you know, I want to serve, so I put volunteer. But then I think the pockets, at least that I created tonight, could literally be, some of them could be their own. But yeah, that's good. That's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really cool idea. Good question. Yeah, a lot of things could be done with that, especially in the digital world, like with Pinterest, like grabbing, you know, images from Pinterest and mind mapping that out. That could be a fun weekend rainy day project for sure. Cool. All right. Any other questions? And then I'm going to show you ladies some crazy madness that my brain gets up to. Cool. All right. Let's, after this call, so maybe like in the next 24 hours or so, post in the team group where you would like to continue building on your mind map. So, you know, spending 10 more minutes with it this week, or like, ooh, this part of it got really interesting tonight. Like, I'm going to continue mind mapping that part of it, or just setting some intention around that so that we can, you know, stay in step and stay accountable to that. Mine tonight was I was trying to do it on the wall, but my sticky notes apparently don't stick to brick. So I was doing the Badass Life on Purpose retreats, and I was doing my notebook here. So I've been like decompressing, defragging, and debriefing myself from the retreat experience, and it's been amazing. And there's like all these layers, and it's just incredible. And the big questions like people keep asking me, and they're like, oh my God, like, when are you doing the next one? Or like, are you going to do this again? And were you going to do it? And are you going to do it for the tribe? Or are you going to do it for new people? And I'm like, I don't know yet. I have no idea what the channel is going to tell me to do. So I've started to unpack that tonight in my mind map. And so my accountability will be that I'm going to continue mind mapping this out and integrating the feedback from the ladies that came to the retreat so that I can start to get a sense of like where this is going to go. So that's what I was up to. All right. So I'm going to show you ladies because I think it might be helpful or inspiring or just kind of show you what is possible with some software. I went bananas with this. This was a year ago that I just discovered this software. And I started using it because I was started to build out what is now a team, actually. It's kind of crazy. So I had been mentoring or like helping some clients with who wanted to become entrepreneurs, understand what the entrepreneurial journey is from like the very, very beginning. And like, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three, et cetera. And now this is, you know, this has become team. I actually haven't revisited this in a while. So I'm kind of excited to take a peek here. Anyone that needs to hop off, you're welcome to hop off too, by the way. I just wanted to give you guys a sneak peek of this. I'm going to do a full tutorial overview of this, like narrative of this in the relatively near future, because the visual of it, I think, is really helpful. Cool. So this is what's called an infinite zoom board, which means that I can zoom in as much. Let's hope that the computer's responsive. I can zoom in as far as I want into anything, and I can like put components around that, or I can zoom out as far as I want. So theoretically, like this could be in a tiny bubble, and there's like this whole universe in here of stuff. And I really like that fluidity and that flexibility because it can help me to like build things instead of things and like start to really create the networks of my thought patterns. So this here, and I'll just give you ladies a quick like preview. So you'll see, here's the beginning, right? Like, so you're working at your corporate job, something produces a radical catalyst. And so I called it a spark. So either like something kicks you in the ass and says, hey, like I am done with this. I need to start. I want to become an entrepreneur. So it's usually like any number of these things. And then it's like, oh, okay, I want to become an entrepreneur. And I have most of you go through, like, we have conversations around, like, is that the right fit? Not sure. Talk to Fawn, kind of go in the circle until you're confident that it is. And then it goes over here to Life Fun Purpose, which is why I have all, if not most of you, go through Life Fun Purpose in tandem or before talking about entrepreneurship, because there's so much personal development, obviously, all you guys know this, involved in this whole journey. And then we go over here, becoming an entrepreneur, making the non-negotiable commitment. So anyhow, and then I had this realization one night that every single module of Life on Purpose corresponds to a step in the entrepreneurial journey. And I was like, holy shit. So I was like, oh, there's going to be a program after Life on Purpose that's like entrepreneurship. And so now we're in team and it's really cool, full circle. So anyhow, I'm not going to keep going with it, but this was enormously helpful for me to get out onto like this from my head. And I had also had these kind of rudimentary business biz dev workbooks that I was giving people that had information in them, but it was kind of hard to delineate like what comes when and why and what's all this about. So when I unloaded it into here, I was like, oh my God, this is so much better. So this is what's possible with like mind mapping. This one's obviously really organized, but you know, if you were doing this to like brainstorm an idea or get ideas out of your head, you could just like, you know, create whatever and then, you know, glean from that whatever stands out to you and start to like create a process with it. Yeah, so that's that. And I will do like some kind of a tutorial because I keep saying I will and I haven't yet. Let's see what the phases are. Knowing your audience and your value proposition. Research, yep. Fine-tuning your product. Okay, all right, I did pretty good here. Marketing, that's what we're doing in Element 5. Cool. I have a feeling I'm going to spend some time this weekend, like putting all the team stuff in here and linking it and having fun. Anyhow, so that's Concept Board, is this software, and it's pretty user-friendly. It takes a shit ton of CPU, though, so my computer starts to run kind of slow after a while, but so let's see what this guy says up here. Something about extreme value, probably. Immense value. Yeah, your business is creating immense value for your customers, and thus the world, and freedom for you. At least I'm consistent. Cool. All right. Do you guys have any questions about that software or just like using software to do this kind of stuff?
You said it's pretty user-friendly. Like, do they, you can like do those different graphs and organization, and it's pretty like, you're like, I want to do this type and just type in what your words are.
Yeah, exactly. I just like create shapes. There's probably an easier way to do this, to be honest. I did it from like a blank board, but earlier when I logged in, and again, it's been a few months, I logged in and I saw that they had like templates now for like mind mapping and stuff. So there's that. But yeah, I just did like circle and then words in the circle, and then you can like copy and paste stuff so you don't have to recreate stuff all the time. And so this is one software, and I know there's a bunch of different ones out there. I did some research. This is the one that I liked the most, but there's lots of different cool tools out there. So
cool. Very cool. I like it.
Awesome. All right, ladies, good job tonight. This is really cool to do like a creative activity with y'all. Thank you so much. Any questions before we hop off? Eliana, yeah.
The concept board, is it like a monthly payment or?
Yes, it is. And I think it's like, I might have like the enterprise version, which means like business owner version. I think it's $17 a month. But then when I do entrepreneur, when I was helping people build out their businesses, I was creating a board with them, and it was like $10 additional or something per additional user. Okay. It's pretty, I think it's between like $10 and $20.
And you can color code?
Yeah, you can use color. You can, okay. There's like markers and yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Yay. All right. Any other questions? If you guys want to stay and do a takeaway route, I'm always up for that. But otherwise, I'll hop off for the night. You want to do takeaways? Ash, Eliana?
Sure.
Cool. Ash, takeaway.
Takeaway. I should just do mind maps all the time. It's because they're helpful to get stuff.
Right.
Out, right, and actually put it up somewhere and work on it. But I think just one of my takeaways, just with talking, was that I do kind of have an idea of what my niche is, and it is okay if I, like you said, I can find somebody who struggles with all of those things. So that was one of my takeaways. I liked that.
Awesome. Yeah. Exciting. Cool. Eliana.
My takeaway would be that I think I can really create my ideal client. So I'm excited about that because I feel like I'll meet really cool, genuine souls. So I'm excited.
Yes.
Kind of like how I met all of you guys. So it's been awesome.
Yay. Oh, yeah. I definitely feel the same. And I'm so excited for you. Like, this is a really great part of the journey where you get to choose who you are working with and who your people are. Yeah, and holding.
Feels so good. That's what I was getting at. I don't know if Jasmine's still on the call.
Jazz, are you here?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Because I remember working with Fawn in the beginning. I had no freaking idea what the hell I wanted to do. Like, literally, my ideas were everywhere. And it's just, I think it's a matter of just listing like your top three, top five, and just like getting your toes wet. And that's what I did. I started doing research. You know, at first I wanted to do jewelry, and then I was thinking maybe like something in fashion. And then I always told Fawn, I was like, I know I'm freaking creative. And then my baby shower came about, and I showed Fawn pictures from my baby shower. She was like, holy crap, this is amazing. And I was like, you know what? Everyone's told me like, this is good. You know, people would probably pay for my services. So then that's just when like everything just started. And yeah, so now I'm here. I'm actually starting an event rentals business. So that's, so yeah. So just get your toes wet, Jazz.
Ah, thank you.
Sorry, go ahead, Jazz.
Oh, can you hear me? Yeah. thanks, Eliana. Yeah, I think my takeaway is that I have to believe it. Like, I have to believe what I feel, because I believe it for everyone else with 100,000%. Like, I am the number one cheerleader, and for myself, I'm at like 80, you know? So my takeaway tonight is I really need to be diligent about giving myself like batches of time, and my current system is not working because it's easy to say, oh, well, you're like a working mother with two children, and so like an hour, one or, well, really two or three nights a week, like that's great, Jazz, and it sounds great, but 1 hour for me is not enough. Like, I need, some people have like their whatever the thing is, 25 minute sections, and they have to get up. I forget what rule that is, but I'm like, I need like 2 or 3 hours. So I think I need to try to do maybe some of the other things throughout the week nights, and then give myself like a 2 or 3 hour block on the weekend where I can just like get in the zone and really like be in a flow state. Because I just realized, like, this mind mapping tonight was, like, really great, but when I had to leave, I was like, it just wasn't long enough, and every time I get into, like, a flow state with one of the modules or the elements, I always end up feeling that way, and I'm sure personality types are different, but mine is, like, I need a block. I need a block, so that's my takeaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who can resonate with what Jasmine's saying? I can. Yeah, we're all wiggling our fingers for you. yeah, that's an amazing insight, Jasmine. Like, that's huge. I'm excited for you to try that out and like kind of readjust and reallocate your time bandwidth, because for most people, having longer stretches is, you know, more generative. You can really drop in and like do stuff. So how can we support you and hold you accountable?
I guess figure out, like, I don't know what that's going to, honestly, I don't know, because I don't know what that's going to look like. Like, I know that I can ask my husband, and I know that he will absolutely give me that time on a weekend. But then, like, what am I moving? You know, like, what is it that I'm going to do in the Tuesday hour in the evening that I was using for fawn stuff that I, you know, like, I guess I have, I don't know, I got to figure that out. Like, how am I splitting my time right now? It's laundry. So maybe I'll go back, instead of batching laundry once a week, I go back to like doing laundry 3 times a week in the evening, do one load, and then I can try to, I don't know, like clean, I could do like laundry and try to clean one room, because I definitely do a lot of like hanging around the house and cleaning and laundry, and then the other time during the weekend is spent with the kids. So it's usually like 2 blocks of time. It's like house and then kids. Yeah, so maybe I'll try that, or help me with figuring that out. I don't know.
How about you get a jump on it, in like this week, and see what you can kind of move around or shift around, and what might feel good for you. And then if you have questions, please post it in Team or in LFP actually. And also in Element One. One of those first workbooks is all about time and project management. So if you want to go back to that and use that as a framework, that might be cool too.
Yeah, I should do that. That's kind of where I came up with my current system. Mm-hmm. And so I think I just need to adjust that since I need larger badges. So I'll post and I'll see how it works. Maybe I'll trial it the next 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Thanks.
I'm excited for you. The science really supports what you're saying, just so you know, that like longer stretches of time of focus are more conducive to, for some people, most people, conducive to like things flowing. So yeah, makes sense. And Amy, are you here with us? Is that your iPhone?
I am here.
Yay, cool.
Yeah. I'm just in the car.
Awesome. Can you do a takeaway?
Yeah. I'm parked outside of my house, so I just figured I'd stay on until it's over. I love you all because I take bits and pieces from each of you and just kind of use it in my own way. Like I get so many great ideas from all of you, and then just hearing your ideas is super inspirational and amazing. So I just, you know, I take what I can from everyone and kind of absorb it and see how I can kind of make it work. Like, you know, Jasmine, just the way you were talking about time management, like I'm in the same boat, you know, kids and I work full time. And so, yeah, I mean, it definitely gets tough. And I am also like, I have this planner that I use that I love, but I know like, even when there's like 10 or 15 minutes, it's like, it's just not attainable for me. Like I see that 15 minutes, I'm like, okay, I'll quick go and read. And then like, you know, I get interrupted before I know it, the 15 minutes is gone. So I can resonate with you needing like a bigger block of time because I'm the same way. So what I've been doing is kind of, you know, I have my weekends and I used to go out on Friday or Saturday night, and I don't do that anymore. Like I, once in a while I will, but not every weekend. So I'm actually enjoying it. Like I stay home, and whether my kids are with me or with their dad, you know, it gives me time to just do all this kind of stuff, like for hours on end, not, you know, not 5 hours, but a couple hours. And it's awesome. And I get so much more done. And I feel like even if it's just reading my book, like even if it's, you know, just something like that, it's nice. It's relaxing to me and I get it done. And I, you know, I just, it's so much better than the week is really tough for me. So I try to get on these calls and I feel like that's accomplishing something. But as far as like, you know, doing a lot of reading or anything during the week, it just doesn't happen. Not like I want to. Sometimes I'll read in bed, but I'll literally fall asleep within like 10 or 15 minutes. And then I guess what I took away tonight was just, you know, like I saw all my ideas in front of me on paper, and you had mentioned like side hustles, and like right away I was like, that's not what I want. Like, I don't want really a side hustle. Like, I want to be able to leave my job. I do not want a side hustle. I mean, they're great. And, you know, if I had to do that in the meantime, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I've done them before and they're great, but that's not what I'm going for. So, you know, I think I just need, you know, what was just said about from Aliana about, you know, just taking the few ideas that I have and just really like pouring myself into them, researching them. And just, I guess what I really want to do is just talk about them more to anyone that will listen, so that they can kind of give me a feedback like, oh, you sound really excited about that, but, you know, maybe not so excited about this idea. I just want to kind of hear that from other people, because I kind of say to myself and I can't really tell what I'm most excited about. You know, I like all of the ideas, but you know, I think deep down there's probably one that resonates the most with me and brings me the most joy, but I'm just not 100% sure what that one is yet. Mm-hmm. So that's what I feel like I'm going to start working on next. Yay. Just researching and talking.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
So excellent. Thank you all.
That's great. I have a couple of thoughts for you, Amy. Do you have a moment?
Yep.
Awesome. So I love hearing your clarity of like, I don't want a side hustle. I want to leave my job. I fucking loved just now hearing you say that the way that you said it. Like, did you other ladies hear the conviction in her voice? It was like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not messing around. So that's a huge piece of the puzzle, right? Like now you know, okay, I'm no longer interested in like projects to dabble in or just make a little bit here, a little bit there. I'm looking for my big thing. I'm looking for my escape hatch, right? And the thing that's going to support me through that. So that's yes. going to help you eliminate so much, right? So congrats on that clarity. That's badass. And my apologies if I didn't like get that before, but I definitely get it now.
Yeah.
And then, so two things I really encourage you to keep in focus as you do your research and talk to people. Yes, it's important, like how excited you get about it and how much like energy and motivation you feel around it. That's really important. And it's, so the word passion, interestingly, doesn't mean like how much energy you have for something. It, the root of it, at least, is about what can we cut away and how miserable can we get while still sticking with the thing that we're with. What are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to like drag ourselves through and like sweat and be poor or like, you know, like all the options? Which of the options are we willing to devote ourselves to with that kind of a commitment? This is a question that as I kind of in retrospect think about, because when I was at the crossroads of like becoming a professional musician or becoming a coach, I was like, I don't know, like I want both of them. Long story short though, like thinking about when shit gets tough, like which, you know, which options are going to be the ones that I'm going to be willing to like stick with, right? So that's something to think about too, is like how excited do you get, but also which ones do you feel like you're like in it to win it about? And maybe it's all of them, but I just wanted to offer that up. And then your core values as well. So excitement is really important, but I can get excited about things that only do cover like one of my core values. Like an example of that might be like partying or going to a festival or like doing something that's more like hedonistic, right? I'd be like, oh, this is super exciting. I'm super excited about it. But how many core values does it fulfill? You know, maybe one or two ultimately.
Okay.
Or like coconut pie. Super excited about coconut pie in my life right now. So checking in with your core values, and that's going to be, you know, I know you know this, but like if use this, have I sent you the spreadsheet, the decision-making matrix spreadsheet?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to send that over tonight. And what that's going to do is it's going to help you put all the options in that you're considering and then your core values in the X column. And then it's going to help you like put values to all of these options numerically.
Awesome. So
it's helpful for getting out of your head. And it helps you to like connect your core values with your ideas too. So I'll send that over.
Cool. Yeah. I needed that core values reminder. So thank you.
Totally. Yeah. So thank you for letting me like put all that out at you. Do you have any questions?
I always appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah. Cool. All right, everybody, we're way over time. Thank you so much for mind napping with me tonight. This was awesome. Any questions or thoughts or new ideas, please put them in the team Facebook group. If you have any questions about any of the resources I've mentioned tonight, let me know and I will send them over. And good job, everybody. Like the progress is happening. It's incremental, but it's happening. Like I'm over here watching y'all and it's really cool to see what's happening and like forming and evolving with all of you. So. Yes. Yay. All right. Dive into element 5, everybody. The second part of that's going to be out tonight. And then we'll be in touch over Facebook. Cool. All right.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Good night, everybody.
Bye.